With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about how technology continues to change the way growers and everyone else does their jobs. Colby AgTech founder Chad Colby says, with all the new high-tech gadgets we have, these are fascinating times.
Now you got sensors in the field, so now you can track this stuff in real time. That's where this is going, and it's pretty exciting. Whether you're using drones or sensors in the field, you're going to use all that data to make real good real-time decisions. It's hard not to get excited about that.
He says updating our technology is well worth the investment.
So when I talk to producers, I spin it the other way. I say, you can't afford not to. You have a $400,000 combine, and your iPad is 3 years old. The new iPad has better GPS, has better antennas for coverage. I can go on and on and on and on. And you know why the producer didn't buy it? Because he didn't know.
Colby says the expenses are there, but they pay off.
Yes, the costs are a lot. I get that. But on a device like this, to roll them every year, if you want to call that, this is the first phone I bought, and I'll buy them as soon as they come out. Well, they bought my other one back because I had kept it for a year. They charge me whatever, $40 a month. Usually I buy them. I was like, why do I want to do that? Do the math. You know, $45 a month times 12, and in 12 months I'm going to buy the new. I'm just saying, keeping up with the technology, that was really, really important. But we got to kind of force that hand a little bit.
Colby says with all the work lawmakers are doing to improve rural broadband, our high-tech world is only going to get better. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.